Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Deliverance Ministry. This is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina. We welcome you on the February the 14th, 2020. Happy Valentine's Day to each and every person. Today, we thank you for the one that we'll call in. We come to you tonight to mention and express the love of Jesus toward you all. We come praying, operating in the gifts of the Spirit as the Spirit lead. We'll be sharing the Word of God. We'll be inspiring people, lifting them up, and we want to spread the joy of the Lord because the joy of the Lord is your strength, and be a vessel that will yield to the Spirit of God for His use in the name of Jesus. We just thank each and every person tonight. We thank God, you know, for being in the land of the living. We thank God for the breath in our body and the activities of our limb. We just thank God for each and everything, the things that He does and things that He does not do, because one thing we have to remember that He's all wise, God. He knows what to do, when to do, and how to do. You know, well, I pray that each and every person have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Look beyond the vessel and see the Spirit of God. You know, because the Bible tells us, you know, in His Word, know the person by the Spirit of God. You know, and be open to the Spirit of God. And if you're open to receive and hear what the Lord is saying, you will receive and be blessed. So I just pray tonight for people's spirit to be open, for them to really have an ear to hear the God, not come with criticizing or critiquing or whatever, you know, we choose to let the enemy use us to do, to hinder us from receiving from the Lord. Because it's a matter of time now that we have to allow the Holy Spirit to truly, truly come within us, you know, because we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we know that the Word of God said that the Holy Spirit, Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit back down in the earth realm to convict the world of sin. You know, so we have to be really thankful and grateful that the God that we know and serve, that He loves us so much, and He wants us back so much to Him, our heart, not just our physical body, not just because we go to church and visit church, but He wants the whole man. He wants the whole person. So we thank God tonight, and even as I pray for this nation as a whole. I pray that the Spirit of God will move, because we need, Lord, we're asking You to come forth and send Your anointing, send Your Spirit. We need Your visitation from the Lord in the name of Jesus. We need You to come and touch our nation, touch our world, Father, touch the people, Father. Lord, we need You to come, Lord, and show up and show our Father in the name of Jesus. We ask You just to spread Your love all over the place, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to yield and submit to Your will. And I know when the fire and the Holy Ghost come, there's no way we can fire and come against that. That's why I pray, Lord God, that You dip us all down in the kerosene of Your Spirit and set our heart ablaze for You, Father. I ask You to put such a hunger down in us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray to God tonight for every ministry, not just for this ministry, every ministry that You have called and truly called. I pray tonight, Lord God, in the name of You, we yield to Your Spirit, Father. I pray, Father God, for the White House and all them in authority, God, or whatever level they are, Father, in the name of Jesus. I lift them all up to You because this is what the Word of God tells me to do, so we can live peaceful and righteous in this land, God. And Lord, I do know that righteousness exalts the nation. Bring us back to righteousness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring us back to our knees where we can seek You and search our Father. Because You said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if Your people who will call by Your name, You're talking to us, Lord God. If we will ourselves and return from our wicked way, You said You forgive us our sin and You would heal the land. And Father, there are instructions directing in that I know in my heart that we do that You will heal the land. And so, Lord, I thank You for that word tonight. I pray, Lord God, for leadership all over the land, all over the country, all over the state, all over the cities, Father, in local level, whatever. I pray, Father God, for Your Spirit. I pray, Father God, for You, Lord God, to work within people's heart, Lord God, and Lord, have them to make the right decision, the right choices, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank and I praise You, God, for my enemies. I thank and praise You, God. I'm believing that You're the Savior and Deliverer, not so much for my sake, but for their own sake, God. I call them into the kingdom of God right now. I call the lost souls into the kingdom of God right now in the name of Jesus. I call them forth that they will see something in some of our lives, Father, that will turn their heart back to God in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for a supernatural move in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, there's so many people that I won't call them out by name, but I lift them up to you. You know the ones that you have given me a heart for to pray for at this season, at this time. I thank you for having chosen me, God, as being an intercessor, God, to pray for your people, to use, be a blessing you can use for your glory, Father. I pray for that right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I lift it up to you right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, For different people, God, I pray how even in my family, God, that you are working a miracle. You're manifesting your glory and your voice, God, your power to me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let me know that you got everything in control, that nothing happened, that you don't know what's going to happen. But, Lord God, you already have the answers in the name of Jesus. We just have to seek you for the answers in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you right now. Lord, as a whole, like I said, for every minister of the true gospel, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that they will rise up, Father, and fulfill whatever you have told them to fulfill, God. I come against all the filth and all the sin and things that even in the house of God, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to break the power of it right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for sending, Lord, warring angels to war on behalf of the believers, Father, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, we honor you, we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. Every local ministry, every ministry just starting out, God, I lift them to you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord God, to fulfill the commission, because, Lord, it is a struggle when you get started out, Father, and then you have to learn how to trust you in the midst of it and wait till you move and bless God. But, Lord, but I ask you for all the send people with a listening ear, God. Don't send people just to sip and you hear it, but don't apply it to their life, Father. They want to come to sit just to be entertained, Father. But hungry people, send them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Each place that you have called them out to do, Father God, is a place that you have donated and designated for them to be a part of, Father. We ask you to let your spirit draw them right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and we praise you, we glorify you, God. We honor you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just lift you up right now in the precious name of Jesus. And Lord, and I thank you tonight, Lord God, as we pray for the agape worldwide prayer and deliverance ministry, Father God, for your divine purpose and will to be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Keep me humble at the feet of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you and we praise you for this night. We call you, God, in the name of Jesus, and we lift you up. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Like I said, I do praise and thank and praise God for his mercy and his glory for the things that he's doing. You know, I lift him up. And we're going to talk tonight, coming out of Mark, the 7th chapter, and however, you know, the Lord is leading until people come on and, you know, lift their hands up for prayer. You know, but in the meantime, I will be bringing the word and expounding on the word of God, because I have to do what I've been called to do. And I understand this about my obedience to him. So I'm just asking whoever will listen to this later on, that they would just continue to keep this ministry in prayer, that God's divine purpose and will be done in every area of it. But the scripture talking about in Matthew 7th chapter, to my God's command or man's tradition, and also I'll be talking about the evil that come out of the person's heart. And then came together unto him, to Jesus, really, the Pharisees and the certain out of the scribe which came from Jerusalem. You know, there's going to always be people coming out to try you, to test you, to see what you're made of. And this is something that happened, always have happened. And he said, when they saw some of his disciples, saw some of his disciples, some of us saints, eat bread with defiled, I mean unclean hands, the hands that have not been washed. That is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. You know, a lot of times what I'm seeing today, you got people find fault because a lot of people that God is training them and transforming them. You have people because they're not dressed like they want to dress, or as they say, church clothes, but not no such thing as church clothes in the Bible. But anyway, these people find fault because most of them is religious people. They think it's about the outward appearance, but God tells us about the heart, you know, that's what it's about. So these disciples was coming against these people, you know, picking at them or whatever they're saying about the unwashed hand, they find fault. He said, for the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they washed their hands, often ate not holding the tradition of the elders. So basically, a lot of them, they follow tradition. As I see today, you got a lot of people following tradition of man, tradition of the church, former people and pastors, and really they're disobeying the laws and what's going on. They don't even know the laws of God because they don't know him, you know, and they said that these are the things that you should do, and you should do this and you should do that, but what we should do is do what the Bible say do. You know, if anybody else is coming against that or preaching against what the Bible say do, then we're really not to follow them. But people got this thing that they'll follow them just because, you know, they take some scripture that they want to obey, and possibly got to obey the leader. But if a leader is telling me that I got to do something my scripture said I shouldn't do, I don't intend to follow what they're saying. I'm going to follow God, because the Bible tells us not to fear man, but fear God, who can show both soul and body and put you in hell. So I will fear God and what his word say. That's why you have to get in the word yourself. You have to get that in the word yourself and read it instead of that word. That's just a fact. If you don't do that, you won't know what's being taught and told to you, that people have you doing, people working rich prep on you to do what they want to do or how they think they ought to do. And God is not even be in the midst of it. He won't even come up in there, because he's not going to come somewhere where it's foul and dirty, what he's called sin, what he's called transgressing the law, or whatever he may call it. He's not coming up in there. But it said, and the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands, often and often eat not. If they don't wash their hand, they won't eat. He said, hold the tradition of elder. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have a seed to hold as the wash of cups, pots, brazen vessels, and tables. And based on it's our opinions, our things. I see a lot of people today. The outward stuff, I mean, whether it's cleaning homes or cleaning this or cleaning that, even somebody washing their car, they'll do all this stuff religiously. But their spirit man, their body, or the temple of the Holy Ghost where he dwells at, they don't care what they say. They don't care how they feel. They don't even pay attention to any of that. But they're going to make sure that this what man can see, they're going to make sure it's right so they can get accolades. You know, this person's they're a good cleaner. They clean the house good. Every time they come out the door, they clean. You know, they sharp. You know, but then again, put them in a tight situation, and when they get in that, and basically you push the wrong button, the wrong thing will come out. And see, the scripture tells us, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And sometimes people say, well, that's not in there. I go with the word of God. You must start going with the word of God. Whatever it says, it's not that you judge. You're saying what scripture says. Judge it when you give somebody your own personal opinion, and you already messed up. You're not supposed to do that, but you're supposed to call it like we see it in the scripture. And this is why now people wonder why they're doing this in churches and that in church, because there are people that in and everything goes, as if God is not a holy God anymore. That we some kind of way entertaining him. We some kind of way drawing people to him. All that stuff is spiritual blind, spiritual death. And we don't know what the Spirit of God is saying. But they say, then the Pharisees and scribes ask him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elder, but eat bread with unwashed hand? And see, you got these people, and they're supposed to belong to God, because the Pharisees were questioning the disciples. And wanting to know why you're not going with the tradition of the elders, of the tradition of the church, of the tradition of the oldest saints, whatever terminology they use. And what they're trying to do is get you to go back into bondage. If God had already set you free, to go back into bondage. So a lot of times we have to know the word, because that was a time in my life that this lady, she, you know, she was preacher, pastor, she was all that, and I believe that she was true to what she knew and to live right. And I know she was trying to get me into her ministry. It was really back into the denomination and back into the rules. And because the Holy Spirit is in you, can lead and guide you as to what to do and not do. And it wasn't nothing I could say to her that she was going to understand and listen. So I just listened. I didn't even say a word, because I knew God had already told me back some time back he was going to deliver me from a tradition and religion and denomination. He was stripping me of all of that Because all of that, like the scripture, it makes the word of God none effect. The word of God, most people like that, they don't pay attention to the word. And so he was telling me, I'm going to clean you up. I'm not going to allow you to go that way that obeys what tradition, what man said you should do. And really what you're doing, you're ignoring what I'm telling you to do. And I tell you this, whenever you allow the Lord to do whatever you do in your life, you will, to people, be different. People don't even see you as a real true saint, as being a true believer, because they go by certain rules and certain things, and they look more at the outward man than they do at the inward man, you know, and that is not what we're supposed to do. But I thank God for the real Holy Spirit, because when people begin to talk that way to me, my inside, my inner man begins to witness to me that that wasn't of God, not to do that, not to go that way, not to get caught up in that. Because I saw where they wasn't lifting him up. They were lifting themselves up, or lifting man up. You know, but we're supposed to lift Jesus up. He said, if you lift me up, I do the drawing. So we have to really, where are our priorities? What's first in our life? And I'm not talking about what we say, what we actually see in our lives. You know, a lot of times, like I tell people, all you got to do is pay attention to how people talk. Not only how they talk, other things they do, and you can automatically tell where their lives, you know, is, where it's come from, or whether it's come from tradition, self, and flesh, and all that, or whether it's really come from Scripture. And nowadays, I'm seeing people getting away from Scripture. They're changing the word in Scripture. They're changing. They're getting other testament, and also getting other Bibles for the word of God is being changed. And said, because we're a new age, I mean, not a new age Christian, but a Christian of a New Testament, we put the live by that now rather than by the Bible. You know, but my Bible, word of God tell me, said the Bible is forever settled in heaven. Not one jot, not one tittle of the word will fall to the ground. It's forever settled. So we have got to have the Holy Spirit to know when the word is true, when we're getting it from, and what we should do and not should not do. Because one thing that I have seen also, a man will go against the word of God, and because you're up under them, they'll talk you into doing and going like they're sinning. And when you know in your heart, it's contrary to Scripture. But the word of God said, then Jesus answered them again. He said to them, well, has Isaiah prophesied of you, hypocrite? He called them hypocrites, actors, pretenders. That's what he's called them. Isaiah 29:13 is what Isaiah was saying. Therefore, I may turn that in a few minutes. But he said, as Isaiah prophesied of you, hypocrite, as they've written, the people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. You know, they talk so about the Lord. Nowadays, they quote the Scripture. Nowadays, Jesus this or Jesus that. But yet still, their heart, they don't want him. They don't want his, but they'll talk about him. And those that don't have the real Spirit of God, you can listen to a person talk and talk and talk. And if you don't discern the Spirit of God in them, they can be the fool because they know the Bible. A lot of them know the Bible. But see, it ain't about knowing the Bible. What kind of doer are you? Are you really obeying the Word? You need to be obeying the Word. And that's what a lot of them is not doing. I'm going to read this out of Isaiah. I set the ninth verse, and I'll read down. It says, stay yourself and wonder. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drinks. This is hypocrisy. Anyway, hypocrite. Hypocrite and a pretender, actor, and they really acted like they was drunk, but not on wine, but drunk on themselves. They're drunk in pride. He said, but the Lord had poured out upon you the spirit of a deep sleep. So the Lord had done this for whatever reason and has closed your eyes, the prophet and you rulers, the seers, has he covered. And see, a lot of times when these people can't see or whatever it is, the scripture lets us know sometimes the Lord would allow this to happen. He closed the eyes. You know, he said, and the vision of all is become unto you as a word of a book of the books that is sealed, which man delivers to one that is learned, saying, read, this I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. You know what I mean? The word is hidden. You know, when you see people doing all these different stuff and, you know, and basically wonder, can't they see all this sin, and can't they see all this in the knowledge, and I'm not talking about the knowledge to the people, you come against the people, but the knowledge that this is sin. You know, even though they're talking, you know, the Lord is this and Lord is that and glory to God this and hallelujah this and that and the other, and then turn around, like I said, the fruits in their life don't reflect what's coming out of their mouth. But he says, and the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee, and said, I am not learned. He gave an excuse when they're given the book. You give the people the word, they make an excuse where, I don't understand that. I hear a lot from people telling me, but they don't understand, they don't know. That has nothing to do with God. He says, my people pray for the lack of knowledge. He says, study to show yourself approved. And you know, he tells us to study. Study the word of God. So we have no excuse when we stand before him. So we need to get in the word and study. It didn't say get in the word and read. Get in the word and study to show yourself approved of what need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is what his word tells us. But we're not doing that. A lot of us just listen to other people preach and teach, but not reading the word to follow behind what's being, whether you've been the right to the right things or not. But he said, for as much as this people, these was the apple of his eye, these was his spiritual seed, draw near me with their mouth, talking, oh, God is this, God is good, God is faithful, God is justified, God is blessed, God is, we serve a mighty God, we serve an excellent God, wonderful God. He's all of that. That's coming out of their mouth with their lips. But they do, and he said, they do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fears toward me is taught by the precepts of men. And whenever we begin to listen more about what man's saying is not Bible scripture, our heart is turning toward them. I hear a lot of things nowadays, people be saying, you know, and mainly lifting up the church and lifting up the pastor and different things. Very seldom you hear them lift up God. Very seldom. Because their heart had turned far from God. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if they can't ever really talk about him and talk about him and talk about him, not when they want something from him, they don't have God in their heart. They don't have him in there. He said, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among the people, even a marvelous work, and they wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and their understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. So what are you saying? The one that think they're wise, he said that was going to perish. And the understanding of the prudent men be hid. So basically, the Lord said he's going to shut the mouths of a lot of them. And even with a lot of the people that's really in Christ, that he has sent at a time to people. The time has come, but they're not going to be able to come. Because he gave you, you know, he gave you time to have a ear to hear. He gave you time to repent. But instead of repenting, we love to hear those that teach and preach those things that are going to tickle us. Those things are going to make us good. These are pastors and preachers that people tickle their ears. Because they love to hear this. They love to hear the accolades when people say, you know, you preach a good message. Or, you know, you highly anointed of God. Or some other religious kind of, you know, things that they say. But are you changing? Is the word drawing you closer to Christ? Are you living in a place of joy in the Lord? Because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. So it's not that they have it because, first of all you have to do is look around. People constantly want prayer for the joy of the Lord, want the peace of God. They want this, that, and other. And they think they're going to get it by just praying. But you're going to have to present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy, accepting to God, which is a reasonable service. You're going to have to humble yourself down. You're going to have to submit to God and resist the devil. You're going to have to give up the flesh, crucify. This is what we're going to have to do, crucify the flesh. And so, basically, I'm going back over here to Mark, what he's saying. But he say, if a man should say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whosoever might be profit by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do oh, for his father or his mother stopping from, you know, from doing or obeying or giving or whatever it is. It's making the word of God non-effect through your tradition which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. And basically, a lot of time, you know, what the Spirit of God has taught you to do things and taught you a certain way to do things, then you have people coming along, you know, with these worldly ideas or tradition of man or whatever it is, and tell you that now you're supposed to do it another way. And then you do it the way they're telling you to do it, then now your spirit is disturbed. Now you have no peace. Now you wonder what is going on. I did what the Lord said do. No, you did what man said do. Because there's no way that you do what God said do and suffer to have no peace, disturbing. I just don't believe that. Even what the Lord is telling you may be something that doesn't sound right. But whatever, you don't want to do it. People are going to look down on you. But one thing I know, if God said it, it has to come to pass. It has to come. And what I've learned about the Lord is not going to make sense to your head. A lot of things he says is not going to make sense to your head. And we're going to have to learn how that we need to listen to the Lord. That's what we're going to have to learn how to do. Okay? And so it says, and ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God not effect through your tradition, which ye have learned, delivered many such like things to ye. So a lot of time, even with us, with other things, we make the word of God to be so that it has no effect on our personal life. No effect at all. And the word of God will clean you and change you. So if it's not doing that to an individual, then it's not the pure word of God. If I'm going to give a word of God out of the flesh, preaching, teaching, prophesying, whatever, it's not going to be effective in that person's life. God has to speak it through that vessel to come forth to do the word. And so a lot of things people do now, like I said, in church now, they got entertainment, all kind of entertainment, all kind of whatever. So the word of God is not in effect anymore. Because they say, well, you know, you got to please people, you got to make them happy, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do the other. Yeah, but you may have to do all of that you're saying, but you're not bringing about deliverance, you're not bringing about changing, you're not bringing the person to a place that they can live the life that God has designed for them to live and draw people into his kingdom. It's more about pleasing him than it is about pleasing people. And we have to understand that we have to come to that place where we're really called for. And basically talking about here by evil come from the heart. Anything evil, anything wrong done, that is supposed to end you. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the house, I mean, your mouth. You know, and people say, well, you know, I just said that because I got mad. Or I just, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Well, you don't understand, you know, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That is what's in your heart. That is what's in your spirit. You are defiled and unclean. And you must get cleaned up. Then he said, I will receive you. I will accept you. So we a lot of times, like I said, things we said. And when he had called all the other people unto him, he said to them, hearken unto me. Pay attention. Every one of you. And understand, he's not talking about a mental understanding. With the Spirit of God in you. A lot of times what we try to do, I hear people say, you know, they try to understand with their head. So they get frustrated and mad because what they don't try to perceive that's being said and done. That somebody else got to be out of order, but they're not. But I still believe in my heart, somebody who got the real Spirit of God, is no way. There's no way the spirit in that person is of God and spirit in another person. Whether you heard it or not, that you will not be able to understand it. I just do not believe that. I know better. You've got to be able to grow in a place where you can discern with the Spirit of God what's being said. He said, there's nothing from without. Amen. That's from the outside. That enter into him can defile him. Nothing he eat, nothing he drink, nothing. It will not make you unclean. I remember hearing a lot about even people saying I'm not advocating drinking or anything like that. I'm not doing that. But the same, but you know, people go to hell to do this. People go to hell to do that. Let me tell you, those things destroy the body. Those things, that's where sin come in. Those things not only destroy the body, but they mess up your testimony. That's what it is. And then the Bible tells you, if you destroy your body, I will destroy you. And it doesn't make any difference how. You know you're weak to these things, and you don't bother them because you want your testimony to be true testimony. You cannot do these different things and people see it, and then you get ready to speak a word to them, they don't want to see me, and you get mad. And you say, well, I know Christ is in me, but they just saw the fruits on your tree. And the Bible says you know the tree by the fruit. But I read that again. He said, there's nothing from without a man that enter into him can defile him, make him unclean, make him impure. Basically, what it's saying is impurity, those things the Bible say impurity. Okay, the Spirit of God is not going to dwell and come through an unclean temple. He cannot reside in there. We think he can. That's why a lot of times people call everybody saved, everybody born again. Go back to the Word of God, even if it's me. Every time you see me, I'm saying something, you know, nasty, I'm saying something cold, I'm saying cursing, I'm whatever. I'm an unclean vessel. The Holy Ghost can't filter through me to help anyone. Till I change. Till I get to be like he wants me to be. But it says, if any man have ear to hear, let him hear. And this is not to my, just have a physical ear, because we know practically everybody. I'm going to say everybody, they may not have the shape of his ear over that hole in the side of their head. But it's there, but that's not what he's talking about hearing. He's talking about hearing with the ear of the Spirit. This is why a lot of times people can't understand the things of God, because they're trying to hear with their natural ear. And like I said, a lot of times people tell me, well, I hear what you're saying. You know, I hear him with the ear of the Spirit, because he would never hear and ignore it. If it's something about something to do or pay attention, he will never do that. You have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Many, 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 many times I've had people to tell me, but you know, I hear what you say, but I never see them do anything about it. And I'm like this, I don't care for me. If I say I hear you or whatever you said to me, and it's something I need to do or something I need to change or think, then guess what? I got to say something about that. I got to acknowledge that, because I heard it. And then you'll know whether I'm doing this through my action. You know whether I'm doing this through what I'm saying or whatever it is. You will know that I've heard you with the ear of the Spirit. But like I tell people, if you say you hear me and never put that word to use, so don't pay attention, you didn't hear with the ear of the Spirit. And this is what he was saying to the people at that time, that it's nothing from the outside in that defiles or make a person unclean that God can't use them. It's what's come up out of them, come up out of their spirit. And he's saying, if you really have an ear, spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. And like I always tell people, you know, we got a spiritual ear, and people take quick, but I heard you say, but you're not doing it, so you didn't hear them with the right ear. Because you got, that's what you're in the natural, you got that what you're in the spirit. You got spiritual ear, where you hear, you know, what eyes, spiritual eyes to see. You know, all these things, you got the same in the spirit as you got in the natural. So what people doing is, in the natural, yeah, they hear you. But he did not have the spiritual ear, because 9 times 10, they don't have the spiritual ear. Because if it did, I say this over and over, that whenever a person got the real Spirit of God, you got a spiritual ear, you will never tell him no about nothing, even if it's difficult. You would always agree, because the Bible tells us, you know, how can two walk together except in agreement? But if I say, I don't understand, I don't get it, I'm not going to do whatever worldly terminology I use, then I'm trying to understand the things of God with my spiritual ear. I'm trying to understand the things about my intellectual, knowledge, and it would never come together with the things of God. That's just a fact. Because the things of God with that natural ear, it makes it sound foolish, and it is here foolish, because Scripture tells us that in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, and down to about the 14th verse, to say that to the natural man, which means the unregenerate man, meaning unborn again, unchanged man, the things of God is foolishness to them. As they say, it doesn't make sense. And it will not, it cannot. Only those, everything about God is spiritual discernment with His Spirit. Everything. This is why I said we have to learn to walk and live a lifestyle in the Spirit in order to know what He's saying, know even no matter how stupid it sounds, that it's still Him. You know, like I said, if my head can't understand, 9 to my 10 is, well, it's not God. If your head understands, I mean, change if your head understands it. The Spirit of God, it has to be spiritual discernment. So in order for me to be like that, then I have to be a spiritual person in every aspect. Spiritual way I think, spiritual way I look at things, spiritual way I live. And I'm not talking about just, you know, a lot of times with me, I tell people, you know, it's the mindset. My perception has to change. Not because I'm saying the cliche stuff, I'm going to church, I'm praying, I'm doing all these things. But it's not changing the way I look at things, not changing the way I think, so I can follow God. The Word of God will change and must change. If it's not changing, then I'm not getting the right word to change. Because the Bible says the truth you know will set you free. This is what Scripture, that's why we got to stick to the Scriptures. Stick to the Scriptures. And even like I said, I like to do that, not just with other people, myself too, because I want to make sure that I'm on the right side. I want to make sure that I understand God and His Word. So that when He tell me to make a step, or tell me don't make it, then I can know exactly from my heart what He's saying. But He say, and when He, and this Jesus teaching, and when He was entering to the house from the people, His disciple asked Him concerning the parable. Now, they hear people walking with Jesus and had no spiritual discernment to know what the parable meant when He was speaking. Now, if they're going to walk with Him, and they had a spiritual ear, they should have known what He was talking about without questioning Him. You know, people say, but I'm trying to question, I'm going to get a better understanding. No, you're not. You're trying to understand with your head. Because you cannot walk with Jesus and not learn some things and learn something about His ways if you walk with Him. But if you walk with Him in the tradition of man, you walk with religion and denomination, you cannot understand the things of God. Especially when it comes with that out-of-the-way stuff. You will not understand it. You have to be spiritual doing it. And He said unto them, are ye so without understanding? Now, they don't walk with Jesus. And that's why I can tell you, people can walk with other people and be with other people and still have no spiritual insight. Because basically, that's what it means. That doesn't mean you understand with your head, your intellect. Have no spiritual insight. Also, do you not perceive? Do you not? You're looking at this, but you're not perceiving. Because why? You look with your natural eyes and not with the eye of the Spirit, because the eye of the Spirit, it sees that, but it does not affect them. Because they know the Bible tells them that's temporary. But what they see now, which is the Word of God, is eternal. So this is why a lot of time, you know, I be telling people a lot of time, especially I say with me, because I have the Holy Spirit has trained me to look at things in a different perspective. It's not that I don't see what's going on, but that's not my mindset. My mindset is looking at the way the Scriptures say look at it. So that'd be a debate or argument or contention, whatever it is, between people, because they really don't understand. This person is looking at things the way the Bible says look at it. They've trained themselves to say, they see that, but they're not affected by that. They're not perceiving that. They perceive what the Word is saying. And they need to catch on and start to looking at things the same way what the Word of God is saying. And I tell anyone, anytime I'm coming from Scripture. I never try to get in my own personal feeling, my intellect, and natural way of thinking, you know, the carnal-minded, the worldly-minded, the fleshly-minded. I really work not to even go in those directions because I know I'm going to miss God. Because that's not the way He lived. Okay? He said, do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing come from without, I mean the outside of man, you know, like I was saying earlier, in which some people, the Pharisees was worried about washing their hands before they eat, they were worried about cleaning the pots and cleaning this, that, and other. And I had told you all some time back, I said, I listen to people a lot of time, and they're more worry about cleaning up their temple where you live at. It's not clean because nothing, whatever come out, they should be surprised of maybe ashamed for what come out. But let it be a dirty cup, a dirty plate, a dirty whatever it is. They hurry up and clean it. But the temple that Christ live in, we should be more concerned about that being clean, even if the house is not clean, or even if the plate is not clean, or washing the hand is not clean. It just remind me when people tell me about the coronavirus, and I'm not advocating that you don't wash your hand and all that. But instead of them telling me, you know, get in the Word of God and live the 91st Psalm, or whatever Psalm the Lord, that's your protection. So I can have protection with that even if I don't wash my hand. But to them being carnal-minded, it was more so about washing my hand and keeping your hand clean. That's not going to really stop no disease from catching you if you are operating in sin. He goes, he said, but because they enter not into his heart, I'm going to go back up and read the 18th verse again. He said unto them, are ye so without understanding? Also, do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without enter into the man, it cannot defile him, it cannot make them unclean. It cannot make them unclean. And we have to understand that a lot of time, I hear people always saying, and especially saying to the sinner, but the sinner going to sin. But he's concerned about what comes out of your mouth. Not the other, because the Bible talks about it, further down in here, it's talking about it goes out through the throat, the back, you know, backside. That's the way it goes out. But it's what's coming up out of your heart and your mouth. Even if I tell somebody, you know, like I'm going to speak good morning, and I speak it in a nasty way, good morning. Even if it's in my heart, cause that's coming up out of my heart. People say, I didn't mean it that way. No, you go back to Scripture. Scripture says what's coming up out of your heart, that's what defiles a man, making clean. This is what would hinder God from really using a true vessel, where they're getting, where they're bringing the deliverance of people. Because they're spirit man. It's a foul, dirty, unclean. Our Bible tells us this. So he would not dwell in an unclean temple. This is why a lot of times I tell people, I go to Scripture. I don't care if it's me. If all this stuff flowing out of my mouth, and a lot of times I see people that get angry, it comes up out of my mouth. And then the next thing, I'm coming up with a Bible verse. I'm coming up trying to preach, teach, or prophesy. He is not going to flow. That's a gift. He's not going to flow up out of unclean temple. He won't even dwell in there. This is why you hear me say, people that know me, hear me say that a lot of people don't have that real Holy Ghost in the Bible. Because if they had that in the book of Acts, a lot of the stuff won't come out of their mouth, won't come out of their mouth. They would come out praising and thanking God, even the good, the bad, the indifferent. But I say that again, that's what comes up. Comes without a man, without somebody into the man. It cannot defile him and make him unclean. And we got to stop thinking, well, this man is drinking this, this man is eating this, a man is smoking this. The Bible says that which is without. I'm not advocating that man should do that because what it does is destroy the body. And any time you destroy the body, he said, I destroy you. That is what is seeing come in there. It's not coming because they're doing, because you can be drunk on pride. I've seen people sometimes so think they're all this in a bag of chips. I mean, they got so pride they act just like a drunk person. The Bible talks about that. That's sin. But they wouldn't touch a drop of liquor. But they think they're better. We got to get back to studying the Word. I'm trying to study the Word, not just reading it. Studying the Word. And let God give us revelation of what the Word means. But he said in the 21st, and he said, that which comes out of man, that defiles a man. That which comes out of the man defiles a man. Let us start speaking and saying what the Word of God says. No, people don't want to hear, because I know I get more people more mad with me. I'm saying, this is what the Bible says. This is not what I say. Yeah, but. No, I'm not yeah, but. The Bible says this is what defiles a man. And guess what? The Scripture here is not talking about the sinner. It's talking about the Christians. That's what we're talking about, the Christians. The sinner man has not been changed. The sinner man has not come in and accept the Lord. And even them that came in and backslid, now they're in a backslidden state. So they out there doing exactly what they're doing, because the Bible tells us, whoever you obey, that's your daddy. And anyone born of God, they don't intentionally whiff the sin. But it say, this is what defiles a man and makes him unclean, mankind. the 21st verse, from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, fornication, murderers, theft, covetousness, greediness, that's what it is, wickedness, deceit, lasciveness, unrestrained lust of any kind. It don't have to be sexual lust, unrestrained for material stuff, unrestrained for spending money or having money or whatever it is. Because the Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. This is what it says, evil thoughts. You know, I can't stand Sister Ruth. I can't stand how she talk or how she preach or teach. I can't stand that. That's a defiled heart. I'm not going to listen to what she say or whatever. That's a defiled heart. Adultery, and you got spiritual adultery, you got physical adultery. Most Christians only talk about the physical adultery. And that's about the most, what I call it is, them sorry, no good mates or whatever, whether it's men or the women. But they forget about, a lot of us commit adultery because there are things we love more than we love God. It's in our heart. Things, stuff, us. And we got another lover because we're loving it more than we love God. It's the first priority. Same thing with fornication, because you can be interacting with another spirit. Not just physically, spiritually. Entertaining another spirit in your thoughts, in your mind, in your action. But it never talks about those two in the spirit. And the books, and the Bible tells us about them. Call them adultery and adulteress. Because the love of the world, the things in the world, the cosmos. You know, the world this way, I gotta have this, gotta have that, gotta have, you know, all of this. And doing things like the world doing instead of like the Bible tells us to do it. But this is the way the world decided, I mean, to solve this problem. So I'm going to seek the world way of solving it. Instead of seeking on our knees and doing what Proverbs 3:5-6 say. Acknowledge, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he'll direct your path. The world's people say, well, you know, you can tell God, and then you can go ahead and tell God what you want to do, how you want to do. No, that's not scripture. He already knows. He said, acknowledge him. I'll tell you what to do. I'll tell you where to go talk to that man. Or I'll tell you where to sit down and look stupid. I'll tell you to wait on me. I'll tell you to turn this down. He's supposed to tell us. We're not rightly dividing the word of truth. And people, the preaching and teaching, they're not doing the same thing either. But he doesn't mind. Go and ask Sister so-and-so to borrow some money. It's okay because the Lord, no, he didn't. Because the Bible tells us that whoever we borrow from, we in bondage to the lender. He said, acknowledge me and I direct the path. God can tell that person, whether you know him or not, I want you to bless my daughter. I want you to bless my son. We don't have to tell him. Or people say, well, you know, if I explain to you my situation, then you want to say, no, I understand it anyway. But if I'm going with the word of God, I'm going to stick with the word of God. That's what I'm going to do. Because I know he would not flow in me if I have any of this stuff in me. I don't care if I am called to preach. I don't care if I am called to a prophesy or whatever it is to me. I don't care. But he said covetousness. I've seen so many greedy Christians about the things of this world. Very greedy. They don't even realize they got a greedy spirit. They don't even realize it's also the spirit of covetousness. The only thing we put to be hungry and thirsting out is righteousness. The only thing we put to want more than we want everything else is righteousness. It's Christ, Jesus. Now, excuse me, not all this other stuff. We're not supposed to want it. This is why a lot of people are not really being blessed. This is why a lot of people, a lot of blessings in delay. Because they got a lot of things in the way that scripture calls us wrong. We got to get back to the real word of God. We got to get back to really not only teaching the word of God, but living what the word of God says. A lot of these people and a lot of these places, they're not teaching truth. Because what they're doing, they're teaching stuff to pull people's eyes off of God, onto themselves or onto them, as if they can do something in our life. No. There are certain things the Bible talks about. Okay, talking about being deceived. People said they believe it. Very deceitful. Very, very deceitful. I see people said of Christ, they lie. They lie worse much than the world people. The Bible said, this makes me unclean if I act that way. lascivious, unrestrained lust. You know, whatever, there's something lusting after. I mean, I have no control. I just got to have it. I got to have it. And eventually, we would do something wrong to get it. If not my line to get it. If not my line, I had a lady, I didn't have, but anyway, was a part of the ministry. She went and told some lies on tax to get extra money. Extra money, you know. And because why? I got to have what I got to have. I got to have that money. No, you got to have Jesus. When you got Jesus, you got to count on 1,000 years. You sip and go to Joel. You added God and John added Jesus Christ. So when I got him, I got the banks and everything else. If he want me to have it, he know how to touch the heart of people. But I can't be lusting after that. Unrestrained lust of any kind. And I'm saying it's more than just about sex. But people are unrestrained about stuff, things, people, what I want, what I got to have. And most times, whatever they want to have, it ain't really what God wants in their life. Because if it was, after he get them to the place that they put him as first, and then he knows they're not going to put those things first, he would give it to them. Because most time, even when God's saying he's going to bless her, sometimes it'd be a test. It'd be a test because God knows sometimes when we get whatever we want, we're going to turn our backs on. We ain't going to read the word no more. They probably won't go to church if they go to church. They probably won't seek his face. They don't want nothing because now I got what I wanted. I got what I wanted. So we got to come back to a place and realize if I want God to flow through me, this is why I have to come a testing, a stripping, or letting things go, but God can really use us. This is why it's a process of God doing that. Then he has to get you to a place that you're completely dead. Now, he'll wait several weeks or months or however long he chooses to allow the enemy to come back to see if you're still dead to that thing. And a lot of times, that's why you see God. I'm not forced to power. You see God not really flowing through a lot of people because they got too much junk in their spirit. They'll brag about they got gifts. But even if they do it, there's no power within it. Because he's not going to flow through an unclean temple. He's not going to live in there. This is why anyone that knows me will hear me say a lot of time, a lot of people do not have the real Holy Ghost. They've got saved at a point of time, which is one level. For him to emerge, to baptize me, to emerge, that's not talking about water at that point. He dipped them down into it, emerged a minute. When you come out, you are so much like him, and so much now people can look at you and tell you a witness. You're not still trying to try. You have to try to clean you up. They've already cleaned you up. Okay, they got an evil eye. I've seen this with people. I mean, if they're around you or whatever, you can tell the way they cut their eyes and roll their eyes at you. And they're thinking some evil thoughts in their heart. Unclean, defiled. Okay, blaspheming. Not only is it talking about people, but it's talking about the Holy Ghost. I've seen nowadays you've got so many people calling the things of God, calling it up the devil. And I'm saying, you know, we know the Bible tells us that he's going to do the same thing. But why is he doing more of supernatural things and the body of Christ ain't doing none? You go to church, you'll get healed. Go to church, you're going to get set free. You just get a little joy, a little whatever, or you don't get delivered. There's no way you could be in the real anointing, real Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the power of God and not get changed. The real anointing is not in a lot of places because there's no way, no way that I can go in with sin in my life and the real anointing and I don't get delivered. No. I know that I have ministered to people and preached to people, and while the power of God going, demons begin to upchuck out of people because it's the real anointing. Not me speaking eloquent and all that stuff, because a lot of time when I'm talking or whatever, I can kind of put on my tongue and try to twist it up. But the power of God flows. It comes to set the captives free. And this is why you hear me say a lot of time when people talk about the anointing, who is the setting free? Why is the devil power supposed to be setting people free? But we don't see it in the church every day or every time it's supposed to. It's supposed to be not just in the church. Every time we meet, every time we go anywhere, the power of God should be moving and setting the captives free. Every time. But anyway, you got people blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, blaspheme against people, see people getting mad with other people, God using them, all this stuff, blaspheming, talking against and coming against, pride. I see so many people got pride, their head stuck up in the air, their neck stuck up, and they talk about somebody else. But the Bible says pride comes for destruction and the Holy Spirit before a fall. The Bible says my foolishness. This is in the spirit realm. This is not in the natural realm. In the spirit realm, a lot of things that the Spirit of God do, or God may use another person to do, you got Christian calling it stupid, calling it foolishness. And they're doing foolishness in their own self. You don't call the things of God foolishness. The Bible said the natural man don't receive the things of God, to him is foolishness. It's spiritual discern. So this is why we got to get emptied out of all this mess. Empty out completely. It got to get back into the Word of God. I'm talking about really study. I'm not talking about study. I read the 23rd Psalm today. No, study the Word. Get that concordance and any other kind of book God tell you to get. Look up the Word. Study. Stay on something. I'm trying to read the whole book. And you know, like they got a thing, had it. You read the whole book in a year. I'm saying, read the whole Bible. You're not getting nothing out of it. You're not glorifying and honoring God. Some people get on a particular chapter and stay about a year on it. God got some people that go forth, and he only give them one sermon, and they have to preach the sermon everywhere they go. People, but they ought to change, because people want to hear something else. They're not ruled by man. They're ruled by God, the Spirit of God, because he wants to set his people free. A person that vessel is defiled and unclean, they would do that. They would want to change. I need to let them hear something new this time. I want to preach what I think they ought to hear. No, I preach what the Holy Ghost tells me to preach. Yes, I know it's unfavorable and all that stuff. I know that. But I'm not about pleasing man. I'm about pleasing God. God is emptying me out completely. Anything I'm doing is not of me. It's come from him. I'm not trying to make him a bag of chips and a bottle of Coke and all that stuff. But I'm saying that God is continually cleaning me out. I'm working on trying to stay clean so he can flow through me. I don't have to ask him to flow through me. If I stay clean, he will automatically do it, because he is not going to come in an unclean temple. That's scripture. I don't care what people are saying or how they're saying. But if I'm still doing the things of the world intentionally, and I know there are things in the Bible we don't know is sin yet. I'm not talking about that. If I intentionally know this thing is wrong, and I'm going to do it anyway, but I just ask the Lord to forgive you. No. What you're doing right then, you open up a door for a demonic attack. You can't do that. You know, then people, but she thinks she's all of this. No, that person is sincere with God. They know the fear of God for intensity operate. They know this can not only take them out of here, it can hinder their blessing. It can destroy their children. Spiritual children are going to be destroyed too, because all of us got spiritual children that we got to reach. I can't just reach my daughter. I got other children that got love just as much. But see, I got to get empty in order for him to give me that kind of heart for other kids and other people. And this is scripture, last verse says, it said, all of these, everything be named, evil, he called them evil things, that's what the Bible called them, evil things come from within and defiles a man. See, people say sin, that you know, I know a lot of times in churches, and I'm saying all church, people call certain things sin. Sin is this, sin according to the Greek studies, sin is missed the mark that God has set. God could call something sin that nobody else don't think it's sin. So sin is what he say, and sin is basically, like I said, a lot of times, when people disobey God, it's sin. In any capacity, it doesn't make any difference. We got to get back to the truth. We're going to be hated because people don't want to know the truth. We're going to be hated for telling people the truth and calling out sin, sin. And then we got to live a life, clean life, out of separate for Christ. And this is why I told God, and I meant it from my heart, if I can't live a clean life according to this Bible, I'm not getting out there preaching, teaching, prophesying nothing to nobody. If I got to go to hell, let me go to hell straight out. I'm not going to be like I was talking earlier about the hypocrites, the people that is doing the command, man's tradition, and eliminate God's command. Basically, what they're saying, bump what God said, we're going to do what the man is set up to do. No. If whatever mankind is telling me, it's not, that's why you got to be in the Word, telling you anything that's not contrary to Scripture, God is not telling me to obey that man or woman. They got to come strictly from the Bible. If God got somebody building me up and not building the spiritual man up, I don't have to listen to that, and I won't listen to that. Because he's trying to destroy the flesh, have me destroy the flesh. So he's not going to say destroy the flesh and come back and have somebody build my flesh up. But, you know, you got to do this. It's all right for you to feel this way. It's all right for you to feel that. You get Christ really in you, you feel like you're on top of the world, even if you other is a kind of crop or anything. Because you dead to self. You know about you no more. When I was in the world, I used to love to get the accolades. I loved it. It was just feeding my spirit. Now I'm in Christ. He's filling me up with him. He's filling me up with him. So I don't feel bad about myself. I don't feel bad how I look and nothing else. All of that gone. It's about him. It is about him. That's what it's about. And I pray to God that we come to the place that we realize I got to empty my heart. I got to start worrying about all this drinking and all this stuff, because a lot of us, I'm not listening on here, but talks about it all, you know, even the liquor and the stuff. A lot of people take medicine. It's food you can eat, starches and carbohydrates that can turn to alcohol in your belly. So what's the difference in a man putting a bottle up to his mouth? If you're going to say alcohol, but he got to be drinking alcohol. Alcohol destroys the body. The sin of it destroying the body. It's not the sin of a drinking. It's destroying the body. Cigarette and all that stuff is destroying the temple. And it messes up your testimony. And if God say don't do it, because it's because of what he's saying and giving instruction, not because of what man say. Because when you get born again, I get born again, the spirit in us, our spirit man, become new, not the flesh. We got to get back to the truth of the Word of God. Yes, now if you don't want to be persecuted or people saying that to you, then say whatever you want to say to please them. But if you want to please God, call sin sin. I don't care who it is. But make sure that you are walking like he would have you to walk. Because if you're not, and you still got stuff in you, when you preach and teach or prophesy, whatever you do to people, filth coming up out of you onto the people, those weak ones, they go the same thing, going to start doing the same thing. Every seed reaps its own kind. Every seed. I'll call them out of preacher. I have a call them out of congregation or ministry, whatever you want to call it. Materialistic preacher, going to have a materialistic people following them. A liar, fornicator. Any of them that you call, that's what it's going to be. But I'm going to go ahead on because my time don't run out, but I thank God, praise God for each person that called, hallelujah, called in. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray and decree the blessing of God upon your life in a great way. I just pray and decree that God will give you an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will get a hunger and a thirst to seek after God for the right for yourself. And once you get right, you will hook on other people in the name of Jesus. And there's nothing wrong in being examined by the Holy Ghost and by the Word of God in of your life, because you want to make sure that you are walking in the right place. You don't want to wait till the latter time and end and then find out all of what you have done wasn't even of Christ. At all, he wasn't even living in that temple. So, Lord, I ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus, and we praise you, we glorify you, we ask you to continue to bless. God, I say all ministry, God, all ministry have been called by you in the name of Jesus. And then let us rise up together in unity. In unity, God, let us rise up together in unity, sister and brother in the kingdom of God. Let us get away from man's tradition, by religion, denomination, and you know all this stuff. Let's get away from all that and get into the Spirit of God, hallelujah, and become kingdom-minded people. It's about his kingdom. Because if you study Scripture, New Testament, they had all them different kind of names, the sort of seeds, you know, in the essence and all of that. Same thing what it is today. But a lot of them, just like it was then, preaching the wrong thing, just like it is today in those different organizations. But be blessed. God loves you, and so do I. And thank you again for coming on. And we're going to go ahead on and close it out because I'm really past my time. But I thank God for y'all listening. So be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, Lord.